This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Myanmar's deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been charged with breaking a colonial-era official secrets law, her lawyer said on Thursday. It's the most serious charge against the veteran opponent of military rule. Myanmar has been rocked by protests since the army overthrew Suu Kyi's elected government on February 1st, citing unsubstantiated claims of fraud in a November election that her party won. Suu Kyi and other members of her National League for Democracy, or NLD, have been detained. The junta had earlier accused her of several minor offenses, including illegally importing 6 handheld radios and breaching coronavirus protocols. A conviction under the official secrets law, though, can carry a prison sentence of up to 14 years. Suu Kyi is 75 years old. She won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1991 for her efforts to bring democracy to Myanmar. Russia's prison service has defended its treatment of Alexei Navalny, dismissing complaints by the hunger-striking Kremlin critic that he was not getting the medical care he needed in jail and was subjected to sleep deprivation. Navalny, one of President Vladimir Putin's most prominent critics, went on a hunger strike on Wednesday to try and force the prison holding him to give him proper medical care for what he said was acute pain in his back and legs. The opposition politician said last week that guards were waking him up every hour at night and that his appeals for medical care were being ignored. The West has demanded his release. For more on these and other international news stories, we invite you to visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Hong Kong court found 7 prominent Democrats guilty of unauthorized assembly charges, including 82-year-old barrister Martin Lee and media tycoon Jimmy Lai. Martin Lee is 82 years old, and Jimmy Lai is 72 years old. It's the latest blow to the city's democratic movement. Lee helped launch the city's largest opposition democratic party in the 1990s and is often called the former British colony's father of democracy. The Kremlin said on Thursday that recent Russian troop and military hardware movements near Russia's border with Ukraine were aimed at ensuring Moscow's own security and were not a threat to anyone. Ukraine's commander-in-chief this week accused Moscow of building up forces near their shared border and said that pro-Russian separatists were systematically violating a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine amid rising tensions. On Thursday, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters on a conference call that Moscow moved its troops around Russia as it saw fit. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to convene his cabinet in person for the first time today at the White House. The 25-person group will discuss the president's new infrastructure plan that he unveiled yesterday. According to Mr. Biden, the plan will focus on American-based companies to upgrade 20,000 miles of roads and fix the country's 10 most important bridges. Mr. Biden's cabinet will also discuss the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package. Doctors in Nigeria's state-run hospitals began a strike over pay and inadequate facilities, the latest in a string of stoppages to hit the country. U.S. President Joe Biden warns sports teams against allowing fans back into stadiums at full capacity and without aggressive restrictions. Stay-at-home orders on more than 2 million people in Australia's third biggest city, Brisbane, are lifted, ending a snap lockdown just ahead of the Easter holidays. Papua New Guinea's health minister calls disinformation spread on Facebook the biggest challenge to curbing the rampant spread of the virus there, pointing to dangerous posts and anti-vax conspiracy theories. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his wife Asma have recovered from COVID-19 and have tested negative for the disease, according to a state news agency, and both are back to work. Via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.